Brian Finn is here with more business news.
Gavin, thank you. Continued inflation, more interest rate hikes and a recession impacting about a third of the global economy. That was the outlook as 2022 came to a close, but 2023 has kicked off with a significant about turn in expectations for the economy and for markets. So what's prompted this bout of apparent optimism? We can talk to Aidan Donnelly, Head of Equities with Davy. A lot of indicators are fairly doom-laden, Aidan, so could things have really turned around that quickly?
A lot of the grim data is coming from what's called survey data rather than actual hard data. And this has been going on for the last couple of months, where the survey data, where people go out and just carry out surveys with either consumers or with companies and things like that, has always been more downbeat than the actual hard data, be it economic growth and things like that. So there has been that definite change. Now, I think what we've seen so far since the start of the year is a slight improvement in expectations in Europe. We've had the likes of, because it's been such a warm winter, the fears about natural gas running out and things like that have dissipated. Now, we're not through winter. I would certainly caution people on that. But at the margin, you know, we're looking at things that are slightly better. And then the other thing is, even in some of the inflation data is coming in slightly better than expected as well. So the expectation then is that we could see interest rate cuts coming at the back half of the year. But again, both central banks have been very, very clear that rates need to go higher to fight off inflation entirely, and likely to stay there for a bit longer. So there is a potential battle between the markets and central banks coming.
And indeed, this is the question that market traders and anyone with a mortgage wants answered. What's going to happen with interest rates? Because recession might have prompted a cut in rates, but if things are actually a little better, could central banks just keep on hiking?
Well, whether I think the pace of increases are likely to slow down significantly on what we saw last year. And I think we're getting into the period now where the central banks want to kind of finesse interest rates rather than just kind of slamming them at 0.75% move. So we'll probably see the moves reduce down the size, and we probably will see a couple of more interest rates coming through. Certainly the markets are pricing in for a few more interest rates increases to come through in the first half of this year. And then the big question is whether central banks are able to keep them at those high levels, or whether they, you know, as the market is pricing in now, that we'll see a dip in the back half of the year.
A lot of focus on earnings at the moment. We had some big banks reporting last week, and even in the rising interest rate environment, which tends to favour banks, some reported some pretty awful figures.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mixed bag so far. We're only about a little over 10% through the fourth quarter earnings season. This week will be a big one. We've again more banks coming through, but we're really moving into the other sectors, the likes of the big named IT companies and also some of the big industrial and pharmaceutical companies. So this week we'll probably see nearly 20% of the S&P report numbers. So by the end of the week, we should get a much clearer steer on where things are. And I think, you know, it's really going to be more about what the company managements are saying in terms of their commentary rather than what happened in the fourth quarter.
And the spotlight will really be on the tech results. Many, of course, are cutting staff of late. But Netflix surprised with better than expected results last week. Could their counterparts maybe follow suit?
It's not impossible. I think there was a few stock specific issues with the Netflix. They've obviously had some very, very attractive titles be released in the fourth quarter, like the Harry and Meghan and Troll and things like that. And that certainly had a disproportionately positive impact on their subscriber numbers. Whether they can continue true with that if they're not keeping up the same high quality program releases is going to be a question. But to the wider point, I think ultimately a lot of the companies in tech land will probably be, you know, conservative in their guidance, because as you said, there have been a lot of layoffs and they certainly don't want to be, you know, having gone out and laid people off, to be telling everybody that everything is wonderful.
Aidan Donnelly of Davy, thank you very much.